This is Passport to Texas with support from the Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program. Calling a brown-headed cowbird a cowbird is a misnomer as far as biologist Marcia May is concerned.
I think they should be called bison birds, not cowbirds, because they evolved with the bison.
Semantics aside, the bird's habit of laying its eggs in other birds' nests can cause the decline of species with small populations, such as the endangered black-capped vireo. Additional species are also affected.
Woodland species are now being impacted by brown-headed cowbirds because we've fragmented the woods. Previously, those woodland species were protected by the woods. Now that it's all fragmented, the cowbirds are getting into that habitat, and they're parasitizing birds that have never historically been parasitized before.
The cowbird is in the blackbird family. The male has a black body and brown head, while the female is mottled brown and gray. Want to intervene on Songbird's behalf?
You can actually become certified in Texas to trap for cowbirds, and that's mainly during the breeding season between March 1st and May 31st. And mainly, you're trying to trap the females.
I know it's fall, but let's get ready for spring. Find certification information on the Texas Parks and Wildlife website. That's our show. The Wildlife and Sportfish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.